Hello everyone, my name is Rémi Nicole. I'm this dude on the internet. And I work for the CEA, which is the Commissariat for Atomic Energy and Alternative Energy. But the CEA is quite big, so I should say technically that I'm CEA, DRF, IRFU, DIS, LDISC. And all the way at the bottom, what do we do? Well, we work for, we do control system for big physics experiments like particle accelerators. And so what is a particle accelerator? Basically, it's a bunch of hardware. There is a plasma chamber that just expulses protons, and then you need to give protons some energy. You need to control them. And you need to do some diagnostics. For example, if you want to make the protons turn, you need to have an industrial power supply and an electromagnet. And so you need to control the power supply to control the strength of the magnet. And so we use a framework which is called EPICS. They lack acronym in this space, so it means experimental physics and industrial control system. And it's a quite old software. I'm showing you the old logo because it quite explains well what it does. It's a single protocol, which is represented by the line, and some clients and servers. So we have, for example, the input-output controller, which does the control of the power supply, for example. And we also have some graphical clients, alarm system, and some archiver. And so what do we do when you're a NICS fan? Well, you package it with NICS. And so you can see the logo of NICS kind of eating the EPICS logo. And I'm not going to talk too much about that because chances are you don't have a particle accelerator at home, so you won't really need this project. To be fair, someone did use EPICS to control a beer brewing system. Beer people are weird. And so what in terms of network? Well, you need a network as isolated as possible, so you don't exactly need to do this much update. And usually you don't want to update something. If something works, you don't want to touch it because it takes a lot of money to restart the accelerator. And so what you need usually is a good resilience of the system. You have a lot of assumptions to rethink, and we could be asked to modify some software 10 years after it was in production. And so what I'm going to present is how we use NICS and NICSOS for this kind of resilience. So first things is we use Flake for pinning projects, which is good because you can anyone can just pick up the project backup and it should compile and work. Except there are some exceptions that you have when you have such a large time scale. For example, some software might not be available in 10 years. Maybe GitHub went down because Microsoft or something. And what we have as a solution is to do a lot of CI and use our own cache server extensively. And by caching, I mean caching really everything. So usually what you want to cache is the runtime dependencies, but what we want here is we also want to cache every build time dependencies. And so what we should have as a system is that even 10 years after it was deployed, we could modify anything down the stack, and we could pick any project backup. We also need to cache Flake inputs, which is a bit weird to do. And we also need to cache NICS itself, because maybe in the future NICS won't will have some deprecation and won't evaluate old NICS code. And so the system that we have, thank you, Maurice, for working on this, is that we have a CI server. In our case, it's a GitLab CI, which will build our derivation, and we also build a build time derivation, which depends on all the build dependencies of your software. And then the CI will call a webhook in the cache server, and the cache server will actually pull all of those dependencies. And why do we have a separate cache server is that with this system, we can use profiles because over time the cache server will fill up, and so we need to figure out what old version of the software we need to clean. I have high hopes that Nix can be used for this, for building resilient systems. And if you're curious, here's some links. And if you want to build a build time derivation, there's an example code here. Thank you.